The dangerous situation in Iraq gets a lot of play in the national news media, but we wanted to find out if Americans around the country are following the story as closely as we are in Washington. We've gathered three editors of local newspapers around the country to talk about how the situation in Iraq and the economy and other national issues are playing in their newspaper towns. Ross Connolly is the managing editor of the Hardwick, Vermont Gazette. Jason Green is the managing editor of the Clanton, Alabama Advisor. And Scott Crandall is the assistant managing editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, Montana. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So who wants to go first? Are people talking a lot in your towns about American casualties in Iraq? A lot of the casualties we've seen are, of course, drawn from small towns around the country.
This is Ross Connolly in Vermont. It's not a topic of conversation in our newspaper. We cover Hardwick and nine surrounding towns. There have been three people from Vermont who have lost their lives, and they're reported on primarily by the Daily Press. Other than letters to the editor, we haven't had attention in the newspaper.
What did the letters to the editor say, Ross?
Well, the letters to the editor, which are still coming, are primarily opposed to what's going on and just raising question about the Bush administration claims of weapons of mass destruction, just the whole critique of the whole war. And during the war, we had a few more letters from the other side as well. There was a peace vigil every week, one evening every week during the war, and that generated a vigil right at the end of the war of other residents who were vigiling on behalf of the troops. Not that the peace vigil was against the troops, but it was just seen in that dichotomy, at least by the people who were vigiling on behalf of the troops. But we have had no letters that I can remember since talking about supporting the troops or raising the issue of you're wrong to question the government or anything like that.
Okay. How about you, Jason Green in Clanton, Alabama?
In this community, you have to understand you're dealing with a conservative community, a Republican county that was overwhelmingly in favor of President Bush.
That's Chilton County?
Chilton County, Alabama, right in the center of the state, the geographical center of the state. But the Democratic representation here in the county is very conservative as well. So ultimately, the people of this community have fallen in and pretty much put it in the hands of our leaders and said, if this is what you want to do, then that's fine with us. In fact, the first injured soldier from the state of Alabama was from here in Chilton County in a little community called Verbena. We have run stories. Of course, we did breakout coverage when the war actually began, and then we were heavily into the coverage of the war for about a month. We then scaled back our coverage of the war in Iraq. Letters to the editor, you've got to understand the situation in Alabama right now. We're facing a vote in September, which would increase taxes in this state by $1.2 billion. So as bad as it may sound to some people in the country, this is much more important to the folks in this community than the ongoing conflict in Iraq.
How about in Kalispell, Montana, Scott Crandall? Are people talking about whether or not the nation-building effort in Iraq is going as had been planned, whether or not there's criticism over failure to find weapons of mass destruction or parsing the president's 16 words about uranium in the State of the Union message? Is any of that in the local paper?
They may have been 3 weeks ago or a month ago, but mostly what they're doing now is looking at the sky and watching the smoke clouds and wondering if the neighbors near the fires have been burned. But mostly people are worried about heat, smoke, and fires right here.
Because as we've been reporting on the network, you are in a huge wildfire season out there.
Yes, we are. We've got 500 people that are out of their homes waiting to see if the firefighting efforts keep a fire in Glacier Park and cross the river into their homes. And we've got a little less than half of Glacier Park closed because of three fires up there. I should throw in the Chamber of Commerce people would like me to say that the east side of Glacier Park is still open, so you can still come. But we've had a heat wave of 17 days of 90-degree weather, which is unusual for here. And now we've got smoke on top of it, so that's everybody's biggest concern right now.
Well, Ross, both Jason and Scott have had a chance to tell us about domestic issues that are drawing much more focus and attention than the war in Iraq. What about in Vermont?
Well, taxes, not the state taxes, but local taxes are an issue here. Select boards are setting tax rates for the coming fiscal year, and so that's a story we've been covering in the various towns. And then one of the fun stories we have this week, nesting loons in a local lake, and then this past week, three baby loons were seen with the parents.
Well, it seems to me that I hear all of you saying that there are so many issues on the table at home that Iraq, as a matter of concern, has receded.
I would think so.
Yes, I think that's the case, that people hear the national news, see the national news, read about it, but their lives are here. And I think one of the things that I'm constantly reminded of in community journalism, that we live 24 hours a day just like anyone in Washington, D.C. or New York City, and so our lives are not boring. They're filled up with all sorts of things, and there are issues here that we have and we have to address and that take precedence, and it's not that we have no interest in what's going on nationally or internationally, but we have issues of concern that are here and not elsewhere. And so our purpose as a newspaper is to focus on those local issues, and that's what we do, and that's what people tend to talk about because that's what they're living.
Ross Connolly is the editor of the Hardwick, Vermont Gazette. Jason Green is the managing editor of the Clanton, Alabama Advertiser. And Scott Crandall is the assistant managing editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, Montana.